We're joined in the media center by Pro Stock Motorcycle number one qualifier, Scotty Polachek, who rode to a 6.822 second pass at 196.76 miles per hour in the final qualifying session. This is your first career number one qualifier. Tell us about that run and how you're feeling right now.
Hey, we couldn't make it easy. We had to add a little excitement to it. After the first round, we blew the motor up, which was one of our favorite motors. It had been running really, really good. And so we had to pull that out and put another one in. It was a big thrash between rounds getting it all done. But we have such an incredible team over there with everybody helping from our team and Karen Stouffer's team. And, you know, everybody pitched in, got everything done that we needed to do. Nothing was left, you know, undone. Everything was just like it was supposed to be. We barely got it fired. Barely got it fired right before we had to leave. And we came rolling up here. We were in third when we started that session. And right in front of us, Jerry Savoie went at 82. And I remember thinking to myself, what an incredible run that was in the heat of the day. And then we went up and made our lap. And I was coming off the track. And I knew it was a good run, but I didn't know how good. And so I roll off the end of the track. And the NHRA guy told me I went 82.2. But I didn't know what Jerry's 82 was with. And so when I came rolling up to where everybody was at, first thing I said was, did I get the old man? And Jerry says, yeah, he goes, you got me. He goes, congratulations. So we had to throw some excitement in there, and nothing's ever easy for us, you know. And to get our first number one ever, I mean, that's such a huge deal. On the way to the track this morning, my wife Susan was asking the sponsor, what do you need? We're on our way to the track, we're going to the store, and he goes, I need a green hat today, that's what I need. So we're telling him, okay, we'll work on that today. And luckily, you know, it worked out the way it did. I mean, I hate to lose that motor that we blew up in the first round, but I'm pretty happy with the result, though.
I was going to wait till they got off the line here. I wanted to ask one thing. You guys, the motorcycle guys seem to be the only ones to figure it out. That nobody else was beating the top qualifiers from yesterday. The motorcycle guys were the only ones. You and Jerry both beat Hector's time from yesterday, but nobody else seems like they're going to do it here.
You know, it's pretty tough out there. For the motorcycles, it's a little bit different than, you know, like the top fuel guys. They're so much more dependent on the track, where we can, even when the track's, you know, a little marginal or whatever, in the heat of the day, we can usually tune around it and still get the bike down the track. You know, just like Jerry did right in front of us, you know. And it's just a lot of fine-tuning. Luckily for us, we've got Greg Underdahl tuning our bike, and the last two races, he's been doing what we call old-school tuning because our race pack hasn't been working. And so he's tuning by feel, and I don't think anybody does that anymore, and, you know, especially in the bike pits. But Greg's been around a long time, and he learned old-school ways, and it's really, really helped us out these last 2 weeks. We wouldn't have run nearly as good these last 2 weeks without a computer like we have been. So, you know, hats off to Greg for doing such an awesome job of keeping track of everything and tuning that way. And the big thrash in between rounds to get that motor swapped out, it was a little tight on time, but he got it done.
So y'all been quick both days, and this being so different from any other time that we've ever raced at this track weather-wise. Are you all comparing this to another track in your tuning and working from a baseline from somewhere else?
For sure. We actually had pretty close conditions to what we had last weekend in Charlotte, so that helped us. You know, right off the trailer this weekend, we were number one qualifier of the session. And then we actually made it to the finish line twice this weekend, and both times we were number one of the session. Even when we blew the motor up right before the finish line, we were number two of the session. So the tune-up's been good all weekend. We just had to figure out how to keep getting it to the finish line under power. Yesterday we had a snafu too where it didn't make it all the way down, but it was on an excellent run yesterday when it shut off.
Which shut off? It just shut off. I was.
We had a wire issue yesterday that it was on a killer run, you know, and probably would have been number one of the session had it made it all the way down there. but you know, it's the bike's been really, really good all weekend. It just hasn't shown it because twice we didn't make it all the way to the end. But, right. You know, 60 foot, we either been one or two all weekend. And every time we made it, you know, all the way to the finish line, you know, we were right up there with the best of them. So it been really consistent. And, you know, Greg, like I say, is doing an amazing job tuning, especially without, you know, all the important stuff on the race pack. So. That's basically what yeah. we're doing, yes, because, you know, we're not getting any air fuel info on the computer at all, so, yeah, I mean, that's just all, like you say, we call it old-school tuning, and Greg's pretty good at old-school stuff, so.
Jerry just said congratulations on here, but I bet he's not wanting to congratulate you tomorrow.
No, probably not tomorrow, but Jerry was definitely happy for us, though. I mean, he knows what it's like, you know, waiting to get a first of something like that. And, you know, he was the first one to say congratulations. You know, even when I got down there and I asked him if I got the old man or not, they said that we did. And he said, good job. He was, you know, he was happy for us. He knows what it's like to, you know, get that first number one qualifier, that first win or something. So.
He said in the beginning that you deserved it. You did a good job. You worked hard.
Yeah.
Which is classic.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a good guy. He was genuine about it, you know, so we appreciate that.
So how much time have you ever spent thinking about what this moment would be like?
You know, it's funny because we talk about it a lot in the pits, and, you know, and especially my wife, Susan, you know, she's always, right before I put my helmet on, every time, you know, she'll always say something to me about, you know, a number, you know, give me an 82, or she'll say, you know, straight to the top, or, you know, I want the top of the sheet, or something like that, you know, something always encouraging like that. So we've talked about it, number one, a lot, you know, green hats a lot, and it's really, really cool to finally get one, you know, because it's been such a conversation, and yeah, it's pretty exciting to make it happen.
Is this the first of two firsts this weekend?
You know, we got a long ways to go to get to there, but it's a first for here, so we're definitely going to celebrate that tonight and happy. But yes, we'd like to keep on going tomorrow for sure.
Congratulations.
Thank you.